Good morning, and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Elaine B., and I'm a recovered compulsive overeater. Today's date is Friday, October 13th, and today we're reading from the Big Book. We're on page 158, paragraph 4, and that begins with, that was June 1935, and ends with, from which he was long.
Elaine, I muted you.
Thanks so much for letting me know. I'll just
sorry about that.
Start again here with today, and that's no problem. I appreciate your service. Today, we're reading from the Big Book, and we are on page 158, paragraph 4, which begins with, that was June 1935, and ends with, from which he was long absent, reading and commenting on that one paragraph today. Today's readers are Kim T. for the 12 Steps, Rhonda R. for the 12 Traditions, Julie E. B. will read and comment on our share, Jordan L. will do page 164, and Chanel T. is here to support us as needed. The reference number for yesterday's 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for October 12th is 20739. That's 20,739. And the reference number for this morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time meeting for Friday, 10/13, is 20742. DOA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who through shared experience, strength, and hope are recovering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We're self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. Our primary purpose is to abstain from compulsive eating and compulsive food behaviors and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose. OA's fifth tradition states that each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At a Vision for You Big Book study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Here are the steps we took, which are suggested as a program of recovery. Now we'll now ask Kim T. to please read the 12 steps of OA.
Good morning. The 12 steps of Overeaters Anonymous. 1. We admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. 2. Came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. 3. Made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood Him. 4. Made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. 5. Admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. 6. Were entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. 7. Humbly asked Him to remove our shortcomings. 8. Made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. 9. Made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10. Continued to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11. Sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood Him, praying only for knowledge of His will for us and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you. I pass.
Thank you very much, Kim T. And I'll now ask Rhonda R. to please read the 12 traditions of OA.
Thank you, Elaine, for your service. Good morning. This is Rhonda R., grateful member in Georgia. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there's but one ultimate authority, a loving God as He may express Himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous, except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, Each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. 6, an OA group ought never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues, hence the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, film, television, and other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. And thank you for the opportunity to do service. With that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Rhonda R. How our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the directions for recovery that are described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we're discussing and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year and for readers is 6 months. There's no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We're sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you're done sharing, let us know by saying pass and press star 1 to mute your phone. To have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book. We are on page 158, paragraph 4, and I will now ask Julie E.B. to please begin reading for us.
Hi, this is Julie E.B., gratefully recovered in Colorado Springs, Colorado. That was June 1935. He never drank again. He, too, has become a respected and useful member of his community. He has helped other people recover and is a power in the church from which he was long absent. Well, this paragraph is a continuation of the story. And if you have not been a part of the story and you can't really identify in with being recovered or being feeling respected and useful or never picking up and eating again, just go back and hear some of the words that were associated with him. He was hopeless. He was a hard case. It was going to be impossible. And he fought tooth and nail. So in June, this date, 1935, in finding God, he found himself. He had been restored. And not only does this program restore us to our higher power, but as we go through the next set of steps, as scary as some fourth step might seem, we find ourselves. And so in finding ourselves, then, in the last part of this program, which we continue to live, 6, 7, 8, 9, we become restored as respected and useful members of the community. You know, I still get off track. It was late to last week's meeting. And so then some, you know, folks were worried I'd be late to this week's meeting. And I've done service almost 6 years on Fridays in this time slot and most months. And it's a part of my routine. But as my routine changes, as I've, you know, been affected by my mom's death and as my son is, you know, in sober living, you know, I've really had to work to look to strengthens people's understanding to stay a respectful and useful member of this community, and to take care of my own recovery. My son's struggling because someone in his program went out again and OD'd and died, and he was the same age as him and also smart, and also participated and was trying, and he said to me, well, they couldn't keep him safe. And the truth is, no one outside of me can keep me safe. Not my son, not my family, not even this community. I need to continue to work these steps to connect me to a higher power who can do for me what I can't do for myself. Indeed, I can be a power in a church which is made up of broken people, in which I was long absent. And the story of how God has restored me to that community is a longer one than we have time for. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Julie E.B. Although we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you would like to comment on what we have read, it's we're commenting on page 158, paragraph 4. Please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name. We'd love to hear your experience, strength, and hope. Star 1 to unmute. Am I being heard?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You are being heard.
Yes, you
thank
are.
You. Okay. Who'd like to comment? Who'd like to comment today?
Okay, I'll go with Chanel T.
Chanel T. Okay.
Hannah B.
Hannah B. I've got a little woodpecker outside my window. He wants to share, but I don't think he'll be staying on topic. Who else would like to share?
Gloria H.
Gloria H.
Larry,
and
Larry G.
Veronica
Larry
B.
G. Veronica B.
Jordan L.
Joan Marie M.
All righty. Let me tell you who I've got. I have got Chanel T, Hannah B, Gloria H, Larry G, Veronica B, Jordan L, and Joan Marie, I believe it was M. You can correct me if I was wrong. And wow, we went from pretty darn quiet to a pretty great lineup. Thank you so much. Okay, Chanel T, you'll be followed by Hannah B. Please share with us, Chanel. And if you're not Chanel, please press star 1 to mute your phone. Thank you.
Hi there. Thank you for your service today. This is Chanel T in Washington State. I am a grateful compulsive eater living in recovery by the grace of God today. Talk about promises coming true. Look where this man has been in the previous chapter. And now he's not only abstinent, sober in his case, till the day he dies, which in and of itself is miraculous. This was a guy who had absolutely no power, and his life had become almost non-existent. He was hospitalized who knows how many times. Now he's a productive and respected member of his community. He's living life to its fullest. He has a spiritual awakening, Dad, and he is a member of his church, which in his case is what he wanted to do. Do I have to be a member of a church to live the promises? I don't believe I do, but I do know I need to have conscious contact with God every day, God as I am, every day. And I do that by living in these steps, by living in this. It's miraculous. It's counterintuitive. It doesn't make sense. Does that. It just doesn't even make sense. Do these little things each day, and God works miracles in my life and therefore in the lives of others, because it also says that he helped many recover from alcohol. One day at a time, I get to be in daily reprieve by being in fit spiritual condition and connected to my higher.
Little background noise, you're kind of going in and out, Chanel, just to let you know. If you could speak a little louder, that'd be helpful.
Be back up from the right.
Chanel, we're not hearing you.
Can you hear me okay now?
Yeah, it's a little faint, but yes. Go ahead.
Okay. I'll just say it's a miracle every day to live in this program and in the promises, and I believe that this paragraph shows us that quite clearly. Thank you. With that, I will pass.
Oh, thank you. We heard that quite clearly. Thank you so much, Chanel T. Okay, Hannah B., you're up next, followed by Gloria H. Please share with us. Hannah.
Hi, Hannah B., compulsive eater from Tennessee. Thank you, Julie, for your service and your share. I love the spark of hope in this paragraph. Like Chanel just shared, it's like, it just makes me think, and it brings me a lot of joy, because it doesn't mean that there's not more struggle. It doesn't mean we don't struggle in other areas, that we don't have challenges. It's like we get to transcend our former darkness and struggles, and then we get to serve and be a light of hope for someone else, you know? And this is just amazing to me. This is just a miracle that these are the things that elevate me now, you know? The things that, you know, were going to kill me, that I was dying in, that made me want to die, you know? And as I continue to do this work and work the steps and practice everything, like every single thing that I have to practice in order to arrest my disease, and I have to do that daily, I continue to transcend and grow. And it's not always, but it is when I'm able to even just share right now, even just being able to share a message of hope and light and joy makes me understand. It, like, spiritually speaking, it brings everything full circle, and it helps me understand, you know, the purpose, and it gives me purpose. And that's the whole thing, you know, is connection and recovery and service. And that's what this paragraph spoke to for me. Thanks, I'll pass.
Thank you so much, Hannah B. Okay, Gloria H., you're up next, followed by Larry G.
Okay, thank you so very much. I think I just raised my hand because no one else was raising their hand. Now my hand is up and I'm on the mic. I don't know. I'm Gloria H. I'm from Charlotte. I'm an obsessive compulsive overeater. And I've been in the rooms in fellowship, or been familiar with it for ages, since the devil was a boy. And I've brought people into the room by power of attraction. And they've been, you know, so-called, well, abstinent. Well, not so-called. They've been abstinent for like maybe 40 years, 38 years and stuff like that. I don't have that track record. But, you know, where I'm concerned, I'm not even supposed to compare is to despair. And it's progress, not perfection. And I know today when I speak to people and they say, you know, I'm having this, and for my application is self-application. When I think I'm having, I said, God, just help me. God, direct me. God, give me the wisdom. God, you know. So I invoke God and the higher power into working all my steps, you know, the steps of the physical, the emotional, the mental steps that I have to use. And I've had some things happen in my life because I've had a fellowship that told me that I will know the next right thing to do, that I wasn't an independent worker, that I was working with God. And so every day I managed to, squeeze him, but put him into my conversation when someone is saying, you know, sometimes you just have to have pressure. I said, sometimes you don't have to have pressure. Sometimes you let go and you let God. And then you realize that everything will fall into place. And if, and once I begin to think that way, every day, all day long, things do fall into place. And I'm not struggling, you know, and I'm not beating myself up, and I'm not beating up others, is just a new way of thinking, and being a useful person to society is what I am. You know, the fact that I do what I do, and not making it in terms of accomplishment, but making it in terms of existence. You know, how I exist, you know, my existence is something that I can be grateful for, that I can be proud of, you know, and not all the time, you know, because that's a position that I've taken, and I can't fall back into it because I'm a human being, you know, into negativity about what I'm not accomplishing, what's not happening. But if I'm, you know, willing to listen to you and others and have that template that's already been set out there for me to follow, the three calls, the reading of the literature, you know, doing the tools, and working the steps, you know, 10-step, 11-step, 12-step. I think I've said enough. I just wanted to be heard and whatnot. And I pass it. Thank you for your service, and the lineup will continue.
Thank you so much, Gloria H. Larry G., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Veronica B.
Thank you very much, moderator. You are such a kind person. My name is Larry G., and I'm from California, and I love this paragraph. I'm just a transformed person. I don't mean to say that like it's a badge of honor, because it's not, but, you know, through God, surrender the steps and this fellowship, I continue to be transformed every single day. You know, I think religion and God, they just get a bad rap. And I've been part of that. I've been part of that problem. I made a very poor congregant prior to coming to a Vision for You and getting entirely absent as defined by a doctor's opinion. And what I've discovered is that these places of worship, religions.
There we go. Thank you.
Okay. That, you know, I wasn't sober. I was sober from alcohol, but I wasn't sober from food. And I would judge people, and I would just, you know, I was envious of certain people and comparing myself to other people. And that really creates a lot of discord, disconnection. And it takes me away from the primary purpose of being there. You know, 12-step is my religion. Without 12-step, I'm nothing. Without this program, I'm nothing. I'm nothing in my marriage. I'm nothing in my family, as a business person, in the community, in my church, especially in my church, because I, you know, the community that I go to, it's a spiritual community. It's not a faith-based community. It's a spiritual community. It's made up of men and women like we are, wounded people. We are a wounded community. OA is a wounded community. We're just doing the very best we can. And so are the people in this spiritual community that I judge so harshly. I can't tell you how many times in the last 10 years that I wanted to leave, that I just wanted to walk away. That was my MO. You know, if you don't buy into my shit or, you know, acknowledge me or prove me or appreciate me, you know, then I will amputate and leave. I did that my entire life. I would get hurt and try harder and not receive what I thought was coming to me, and would try hard, and finally I would just get resentful and leave. And today I am a full participant in that community. And it's because of the surrender that took place on May 2020, coming to a Vision for You. I have become a better member in that spiritual community as a result of being surrendered and being entirely absent. I think that religion, God, gets a bad rap, and it's because of people like me who were not sober, who were looking for something rather than giving something back, wanting to be understood rather than being understanding, wanting to be loved rather than to love. You know, that whole St. Francis prayer, which embodies my philosophy of life today. And with that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Larry G. Veronica B., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Jordan L.
Hi, good morning. I'm Veronica B., recovered compulsive overeater in California. Thank you for your service. And I just took a lot of contrary action to share today, because I really didn't. You know, sometimes you just don't feel like it. But, you know, living these 12 steps, practicing this way of life, is really engraved in me, that I just, I don't have to feel to do something. I just got to take the action, and then I reap the rewards. So I know I'll feel better after I share, and I encourage other people to share also, because you're participating in your recovery, and you're getting in the middle, you know. And these are things that I learned here in program, that that I just take the action and I reap the rewards, you know. And then that helps practice this way of life for me, really doing things I don't want to do. Because on my own, I'm selfish and self-centered. On my own, I want only what's best for me, and I don't care about other people. But in working these steps and in getting a relationship with a higher power, like, my heart has changed. Like, today I care about other people. Today I want to be useful. Today I want to see how I can help instead of taking. That's what they mean by becoming a respectful member of society. You know, where I can blend in with, like, the normal society. And what I mean by that is, you know, before program, like, I was very selfish, and I wasn't contributing my part to the world because I was just a taker. And so living this way of life is like, I get to practice the opposite of that today. More importantly, like, I want to. More importantly, like, I used to pursue the feeling of I need to be happy. And today it's like, I pursue, like, responsibility. I pursue how can I be useful? And that's a direct result from working these steps. You know, God has just rearranged me. I've had that psychic change because I have a relationship with God, because I'm depending on Him and relying on Him for strength to do today, to do the hard things today, you know, that I don't have to go back to the food because of loneliness, or because I don't, you know, go on the food because of resentment. This is really a practice. It's what, how I was raised and programmed, you know, reading the literature, praying in the morning, connecting with God, so that I can go out there and be useful in the day.
Gentle reminder.
And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Veronica B. Jordan L., you're up next, and you'll be followed by Joan Marie M.
Hey, good morning, Elaine. Thank you for moderating for us this morning. My name is Jordan L. I'm a recovered compulsive overeater in Colorado. I'm very grateful to be on a meeting this morning. An abstinent. June. June, it's springtime, right? New beginnings. It's not June right now, but June is when AA celebrates its birthday. And he never drank again. That is, from a newcomer's perspective, that sounds quite intimidating. And even from a perspective of having been out for a number of years now. But the whole thing is, like, it's the pretense there is that this is in the past. He's reflecting, right? Like, this person is reflecting on the fact that they never drank again. It's not a goal for the future, but something that he is, like, looking back on. And I think that's important. I think that that's one day at a time attitude that helps us accumulate this time. You know, I have no other explanation, man, because I'm a real compulsive overeater. So I got no other explanation for how it is that I stay abstinent, other than one day at a time. Working this program and the God of my understanding, you know. And I just wanted to point out the respected and useful member of the community. I appreciate everyone who has shared already this morning. I think that that kind of should be a goal when we come into recovery. Not something that overwhelms us necessarily, but I think it's important that we take these principles and bring them out. Like when I first got abstinent, I was able to be a principled person in meetings, but I had a really hard time outside of meetings. And so I'm glad that this meeting specifically talks about practicing principles in all of your affairs, because I knew that there were other people doing it, and other people who knew other real compulsive overeaters, you know? And so it gave me some hope and sort of an avenue for how it is that I might be able to do the same thing. So thanks for letting me share. That's all I got.
Thank you very much, Jordan L. Joan Marie M. is up next, and after that, we'll take another lineup on page 158, paragraph 4. Begins with, that was June 35, and ends with, from which he was long absent. Please share with us, Joan Marie M.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you. Thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for your service. Thank you for all the shares that came before. And as I listen, it just brings even more hope and how wonderful this program really is. I just want to go back to a little bit before that he had found God, and in finding God, he found himself. I came in, I didn't know who I was or what I was or what was my purpose or anything like that. And I always tried to be who I thought you thought me to be, like a chameleon. But today I know who I am, and I trust in a God of my understanding that is loving and kind and wants the best for me. And in that, I found myself. And saying that, going back a little bit about hospital and becoming a free man from the hospital, I remind my sponsees that are just beginning that they are in the hospital state of their recovery, and that as they go through and do the suggestions and work the steps, they become free and they can help others. And as I help others, I become freer and freer and stay free. And it's such a privilege and an honor to do that. And there's so much joy in that. And yes, some people leave, but you know what? I give them to God and pray they come back. And one particular person did. And so it takes what it takes. It took me a long, long time to get where I'm at today because of stubbornness, because of religion and not spirituality. I am a church person, but it's different. There's a personal relationship with the God of my understanding, that he is there for me when agitated or not knowing what direction to go, or a friend is facing a serious operation. I put them in the hands of God as I put myself in the hands of God. And I pray, and when I pray, I believe that God hears me, because he does. I see him, his hand in so much of my life through the years. When I was stubborn and rebellious and in depression and totally into the food. Today I find myself into neutrality with the food. That's a miracle. It's such a miracle for someone who was a chronic alcoholic, chronic overeater. And with that, I'll pass. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Joan Maria. Okay, so though we value everyone's experience, we do ask that you limit your share to every third day in order that others might share their experience too. So if you'd like to comment on page 158, paragraph 4, please press star 1 to unmute and give me your name.
Mitris Ray.
Uh-oh, I heard Mitris and maybe two other names at the same time.
Shanice.
Shanice.
Therapy.
Kelly T.
Kelly T. And may have time for one more. I have Mitris J, Shanna C, Sarah P, Kelly T, and room for one more.
Nancy L.
Nancy L. Okay, great. I think that should work out just fine. Okay, Mitris J, you'll be followed by Shanna C. Please share with us, Mitris.
Thank you. I'm Mitris J from Michigan, a grateful, compulsive overeater. That reading for me is a prime example when it has been said in this program, keep coming back. Don't leave before the miracle happens. And I feel that what has happened to this man is truly a higher power thing. It's a God thing. And the more I keep coming back, I can see myself in that reading. Even though I have done a lot of slipping and sliding, I kept coming back. And I've always have been changing in some form as I continue to come to this meeting. But sometimes I can get in my will and want my life planned out the way I want it, instead of accepting the way God is unfolding it for me. I can remember when I was going to church, I was doing a lot of service. And one of the ministers came up to me and she said, I want you to help teach Sunday school. And I said to her, I'm really not a member here. She was so shocked to know that I was not a member, that I had not joined that church, but I was doing all this service of being helpful. And that's why in one of the traditions it talks about attraction. And so I continue to come back, and I will tell any newcomer or anyone that's struggling, it's okay. It's really okay. Just keep coming back and don't quit before the miracle happens, and it will happen for you and me as well. Thanks for letting me share, and I pass.
Thank you so much, Mitris J. Okay, Shanna C., you are up next, followed by Sarah P.
Good morning. This is Shanna C. Thank you so much for your service and for everyone's on the line. And I'm a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater from Tennessee, and it's a miracle for my life, and so grateful for getting to that point of admission of complete defeat and that willingness in step two to believe that God ought to be able to do anything, because it's exactly what it took for me. Because on that hangover morning, I woke up and got on my knees and begged God for help. I understood my innermost self that unless it was in some sort of entire change within me that I couldn't do myself, that only God could do, that I was going to eat the rest of my life. And it was upon admission of complete defeat that I guess I've been given the power to not find it necessary to eat like I did before. And it's a miracle. And that's what I see here. I see this man who admitted complete defeat. And as the, you know, all of the outward things, you know, the making the speeches and all of, as the result of admission of that complete defeat, you know, this happens for me every day, one meal at a time. I can't believe I'm not white knuckling this thing. I can't believe that it took so much pain to get to the point where I saw I have no power to stop myself from being the way that I am with food and the way I show up in my relationships, and I can't stop myself from doing what I do. And it was then that God, I believe, you know, gives us mastery. It's only upon admission of complete defeat does God give us mastery. And it's not dependent upon self. It's not me getting good at anything. It's surrendering and allowing that power to flow through and being honest with myself and others and being willing to share my faults and being willing to give away what's been freely given to me, and that's understanding, companionship, and approval and a guidance in this way of life. And I'm so grateful that was given to me. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Shanna C. Appreciate that. Okay, Sarah P. is up next, and she'll be followed by Kelly T.
Hello. Can I be heard?
You sound great.
Hello? Oh, wow, that's awesome. Okay. Good morning. I'm Sarah P., a compulsive overeater. And while I was hearing the reading, the big thing I heard was that this miracle happens. And what I know from program and from being in it is that the miracle does happen. But what I'm seeing right now, where my program is at today, is that the miracle will happen only if we take the steps to make it happen with God with us. And when I'm hearing that share from that reading, I'm hearing that the story happened because of the work that he put in, you know, like this miracle didn't just magically happen without this character attending meetings and following the steps and doing service and all the things that the book outlines for us to do. So it was just kind of a wake-up call for me that, yes, the miracle will happen if we keep coming back, but we can't keep coming back if we don't put in the effort as well and follow those steps and we follow the tools provided. And I'm seeing that for my program today, and it was kind of a nice wake-up call. So a really nice way to start the morning. And with that, I pass. Thank you.
Thank you, Sarah P. Kelly T., you're up next, and you'll be followed by our last share, Nancy L. I believe she'll be our last share. So I wanted to unmute Kelly.
Thank you. My name is Kelly T., and I am a compulsive overeater. This reading was spot on for me today. This is like day 3 or 4 of no sugar, or following my, you know, no alcoholic foods. So, like, I think it's day 3, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. But anyway, so I went to bed last night really craving, you know, whatever. And then I woke up this morning feeling the same way. I thought, oh, my gosh, I've got to do something about this, thinking I have to do it, right? So I immediately prayed. I said, God, I need your help. I need your help before I, you know, go to the bakery. I need you to help me. And the next thought was I got up and I opened my curtains, and it was a beautiful sunny day. It's 41 degrees here, but it's beautiful out and all the fall colors. And then my next thought was get your sneakers on and go for a 30-minute walk. Get outside, move your body. And so I did that. I went for my walk, and then I come back in and I did my on-plan breakfast, which I don't normally do. These things are all different for me. And, you know, my sponsor asked me the other day, am I willing to go through the process? So I keep reminding myself of that, the process, you know, staying abstinent, contacting people in the program, coming to meetings. This is my 5th meeting this week. I've gone to a meeting every single day, and these things may not sound like a lot, but they're huge for me. Like last night, I literally felt like I used to feel like, okay, I'm done, I'm not doing this. I'm uncomfortable, I don't like it. So I'm just gonna quit, you know? But I didn't do that, thank God. And I'm really seeing, I mean, I just feel like a fish out of water right now. Like I don't even know which way is up. But I'm trusting the process. I'm doing the next right thing. And for me, I've been trying to do this since the end of May. So that reading about the miracle, I'm thinking, you know, God is doing something in me. It's not me. It's not me. It's God working through me. I believe that to be true. And if something hit me on my walk, I was praying and kind of, you know, meditating. And what happened was I had a spot that was, it's okay to be uncomfortable. And then I heard someone share that just a few minutes ago. It's okay to be uncomfortable. And I am going to withdraw because I've been doing this. I'm 55. I've been doing this probably 50 years, you know, this dependence and this overeating and all that kind of stuff. So anyways, I don't really know too much. I know that I'm here today. I know that I took action this morning when really all I wanted to do was stuff my face and stay in bed, you know, and I can't do that. I have to work for one thing. But I'm trying to let the process just happen. And I, you know, I got a food sponsor, a food accountability partner, and I'm just doing the do, and I'm just trusting. I love what my sponsor said, just trust the, you're willing to trust the process. Because it's not going to be easy. The first day was so easy, I thought, oh my gosh, this is so easy.
Gentle reminder.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. Glad to be here. And yeah, I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And Nancy L., we have time for a 2-minute share, okay?
So much. This is Nancy, recovered in Arizona. Wow. When I read something about here, this person is respected and he's useful. And that he's helping other people. I ran from all that stuff. I was long absent, all right. I was absent from being involved with anybody else's well-being other than Nancy's. And after all, don't you know, Nancy knows how to take good care of herself. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was almost in the grave taking such good care of myself with eating anything and everything I ever wanted to eat. But you know, today, God is doing for me what I cannot do for myself, and I am so grateful. I do feel useful. I do feel like I'm helping other people. Sometimes I get a little OCD about that because, you know, I get myself a little worn out, but I guess I love it. I love helping others. And with that, I will pass. Have a great day.
Oh, thank you so much, Nancy L. Anybody want to take a 1-minute share? Real quick. Going once, going twice.
Marilee R. and Eugene, Oregon.
Okay, Marilee R., it's all yours. 1 minute, please go.
I just want to say how grateful I am to be in this program and with the fellowship and the we part of it, and that God is on the field. I'm going to... I have an appointment for grief counseling today, and I'm grateful. And it's grace over drama. Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Thank you, Marilee R. Thank you, and please, I'm sorry for your loss. Tough thing to go through. All right. Well, thank you, everybody. We'll now close the meeting with a reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Will Jordan L. please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only and keep you until then.
Yes. Let me turn the couple of pages. Here we go. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask Him in your morning meditation what you can do each day for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with Him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is the great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to Him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find and join us. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then.